Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
The news from ABC is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 51 degrees. At 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hurricane Melissa, currently a Category 2 storm targeting the Bahamas today after hitting Cuba overnight and delivering a devastating blow to Jamaica when it made landfall yesterday on the island's west coast. ABC's Ika Jachi is in Kingston.
Jamaican officials saying St. Elizabeth Parish is underwater. 75 patients had to be moved from a hospital after it lost power and sustained damage to the roof. The infrastructure is severely compromised, with more than a half a million Jamaicans without power. That's about 77% of the island.
A spokesperson for the U.S. Southern Command says a team is being sent to assess damage caused by Melissa. President Trump, though, would have to sign off on diverting any military or government assets to provide hurricane assistance. President Trump in South Korea today, his latest stop on his Asia visit. Tomorrow, President Trump meets with China's leader, with trade and tariffs at the top of the agenda. And the Fed board wrapping up its policy meeting today and will announce its decision on interest rates. This is ABC News. San Francisco has become a big city for autonomous taxi services, and there's about to be another entering the market.
Uber announcing San Francisco and the Bay Area will be its first region for its next-generation autonomous robo-taxi program. The robo-taxis are set to launch next year, and it's a partnership with a self-driving tech company called Nuro and the EV company Lucid. Already, robo-taxis from companies like Waymo fill the streets of San Francisco. In Uber's case, Lucid is making an Uber-exclusive robo-taxi vehicle. Uber is aiming to deploy 20,000 of the vehicles in multiple cities in the next 6 years. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The word of the year, according to dictionary.com, is 6-7. The term's origin is unclear, but parents and teachers say it's used by kids and also teenagers and can be interpreted as a way of saying so-so, maybe this, or maybe that. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
At Care and Rehab Boscobel, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's savings season at Richland Locker. This week only, October 29 through November 4, grab these great deals. Sliced honey ham, just $4.98. Sliced baby Swiss, $6.48. Whole boneless pork butts, only $2.28. And bottom round roasts, $6.98 a pound. Hunters, before you head out, stock up on snacks and check out the largest selection of beer and liquor around. And please note, Richland Locker will close at 2 o'clock on October 31st to honor Carl Huth and his nearly 40 years as owner. Richland Locker, where quality meets and community come together.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 52 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for partly sunny and breezy conditions today, above normal temperatures with a high of 56, and northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 34, and tomorrow mix of clouds and sun with a high of 54. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 38, it's 52 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we understand the importance of reliable auto body repairs. Our skilled technicians deliver high-quality service, and our free loaners keep you mobile. Known for our outstanding reputation, we provide the best for our customers. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your auto body repair needs and see why we're trusted by many. Stop by today and drive away with peace of mind. Come on down to Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Good afternoon. It's 52 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reports a driver was killed when another driver was passing a semi. Monday night at approximately 5:40, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of the two-vehicle crash on Highway 60 near the intersection of Ferry Bluff Road in the town of Prairie du Sac. Deputies arrived on scene and learned a vehicle was traveling westbound and passing a semi. While passing, the vehicle entered the eastbound lane and struck a vehicle that was traveling eastbound. The operator of the westbound vehicle was transported to a local hospital for injuries sustained during the crash. The operator of the eastbound vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation is ongoing and the names of those involved are not being released at this time. At the Capitol, Republican lawmakers are disappointed with Governor Evers on his plan to overhaul Wisconsin's prison system. The state Senate President Mary Falskowski says Evers moved forward without consulting them. Despite objections, Falskowski and Republican Senator Andre Jacques voted yes Tuesday as the State Building Commission signed off on moving forward with a $15 million planning budget. The complete project would shift lower-risk inmates towards early release to focus on more serious offenders, close the state's northern Wisconsin youth prisons in favor of a facility in southeast Wisconsin, and close the Green Bay prison. The entire plan would take 6 years to complete with a projected cost of about $1 billion. Wisconsin lawmakers want to offer state disaster assistance to residents. Representative Dan Knudel introduced the bill Tuesday. The Germantown Republican wants to set up a fund managed by the Department of Military Affairs and Wisconsin Emergency Management that would offer grants to homeowners and businesses that are unable to secure FEMA funds following a disaster. Notably, that would currently cover flood-damaged properties and infrastructure in Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties. In September, President Donald Trump approved individual households in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties, but Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties were not approved for that individual aid. If passed and signed into law, the bill would provide state-funded help for those types of situations. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, 22 other attorneys general, and three governors have filed suit seeking to force the Trump administration from halting funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Call disputes U.S. Department of Agriculture claims there isn't enough money for November benefits. He said USDA has access to contingency funds that Congress specifically set aside for emergencies like this. We've argued that failing to use those funds would violate federal law and cause real harm to people. The lawsuit seeks a court order requiring USDA to use emergency funds to maintain food share benefits and prevent a lapse in payments. SNAP, known in Wisconsin as Food Share, helps more than 40 million Americans buy food. Some 700,000 people in Wisconsin, including 300,000 children, receive food share benefits each month. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation aimed at limiting certain fee increases on the livestock industry. If passed into law, the proposed bill would limit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's ability to implement a rule change determining fees for animal market and dealer licenses, as well as animal transport vehicle registrations. The agency has previously proposed significant fee increases, one of which would raise the cost for an animal market Class A license from $420 to over $7,400. New rules for hunting and trapping gray wolves in Wisconsin will go into effect this weekend. Wolf population management has been a controversial topic in the state for years, especially in the northern region where higher wolf populations have contributed to an increase in livestock losses for residents. The new rules require faster reporting for wolf kills, a zone-specific hunting tag system, and additional protections for wolf dens. DNR officials say the new rules aim to tighten restrictions to avoid a scenario like 2021 when hunters nearly doubled the harvest quota. While Halloween is traditionally one of the most dangerous nights of the year for both pedestrians and drivers, the risks are even higher this year. With the holiday falling on a Friday, AAA is warning of a hazardous mix. Increased foot traffic from trick-or-treaters, more weekend parties, and a greater likelihood of driving impaired. In 2023, half of all crash fatalities on Halloween night were alcohol-related. AAA's Crashes Hit Different campaign reminds drivers that impaired driving is among the four leading causes of fatal traffic crashes in the U.S. and urges drivers to plan for a safe ride before they party. According to Safe Kids Worldwide, children are more than twice as likely to be struck and killed by a vehicle on Halloween than on any other day of the year. Contributing factors include dark costumes that reduce visibility, distracted walking, and unpredictable street crossing behavior, which makes it harder for drivers to anticipate. For safety tips, visit AAA.com/Halloween. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced preliminary results for the 2025 bear season. This fall, bear hunters harvested 3,724 bears during the 35-day season, placing this season on par with the five-year average of about 3,800 bears annually. This year's harvest was slightly below the overall harvest target of 4,075 bears, but within the expected range of harvest for this fall. A total of 13,110 bear hunting licenses were awarded to hunters through the license lottery system. Statewide, hunter success was about 28%, slightly below the five-year average hunter success rate of 32%. Hunter success rates in individual zones varied from as high as 69% in Zone A to less than 10% in Zones E and F. Wisconsin has a thriving bear population, estimated at around 23,000 bears, with a range covering more than half the state. While bears have tremendous cultural and ecological value, they can also conflict with human interest, damaging agricultural crops or raiding residential trash and bird feeders. While most conflicts are addressed through education and other non-lethal means, hunting also plays an important role in balancing bear populations. Hunters provide critical data from every harvested bear, which is the backbone of population monitoring efforts and ensures a healthy and sustainable bear population in the future. Bear hunter license fees also supply key funding for bear management, research, and outreach activities. Hunters wishing to obtain a license or preference point for the 2026 season must apply in Go Wild or an authorized license agent before the December 10th deadline. State law requires bear permit applicants to apply at least once during any period of 3 consecutive years to retain their accumulated preference points. Otherwise, all accumulated preference points will be lost. It's 54 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. The DOT is celebrating Buckle Up, Phone Down Day. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
When it comes to your water, trust the local experts. D&T Well Service, family-owned and operated by Mary and Derek McCormick, D&T Well Service is fully insured and ready for any job. From new installs to fixing existing systems, they handle submersible pumps, booster pumps, jet pumps, and more. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and cleanest water your well can offer. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Visit dtpumpwell.com.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality comfort and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield furniture order. Court and Main in downtown Richland Center.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
It's 54 degrees in Richland Center. WRCL News Time is 12:20. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation today joins partners across the state and across the country, urging drivers to put their seatbelts on and put their phones down. Buckle Up Phone Down Day is an annual campaign to raise awareness for the two most important actions a driver can take to prevent deadly crashes. The effort urges drivers to model safe driving behaviors and commit to the Buckle Up Phone Down pledge to buckle up and put the phone down every trip, every time. Wisconsin DOT's new Buckle Up Phone Down public service announcements feature a real family devastated by a fatal distracted driving crash in southern Wisconsin. Told from the perspective of a spouse and father, the videos reveal the heartbreak one traffic crash can cause on the lives of many. Distracted driving is a leading cause of traffic crashes in Wisconsin. In 2024, there were 9,068 crashes related to distracted driving across the state, resulting in 44 deaths and 3,530 injuries. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most important things a driver or passenger can do to stay safe in a crash. In 2024, there were 7,648 crashes involving unbelted occupants, resulting in 176 deaths and 2,022 injuries. Wisconsin DOT partners with law enforcement, fire departments, emergency responders, school districts, local businesses, residents, and community organizations across the state to spread awareness about the dangers of distracted and unbelted driving in Wisconsin. Anyone looking to become a Buckle Up Phone Down partner can visit Wisconsin DOT's Zero in Wisconsin website to learn how. Always buckle up every trip, every time. Remind friends and family to do the same. Put your phone down and avoid distractions while driving. If you must use your phone, pull over to a safe location. Texting while driving is not only dangerous, also illegal in Wisconsin. Sending or reading a text that takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds at 55 miles per hour is like driving the length of an entire football field with your eyes closed. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle or tow truck with its lights on. It is illegal to talk on a handheld cell phone when driving through a construction or utility work zone in Wisconsin. Handheld or hands-free cell phone use while driving is against the law in Wisconsin for any driver with a probationary license or instruction permit except to report an emergency. Every driver can help create safer roads in Wisconsin on Buckle Up Phone Down Day and every day by taking the Buckle Up Phone Down pledge. Participants are invited to share a photo with the Buckle Up Phone Down, pose right thumb up, left thumb down on social media using the hashtag Buckle Up Phone Down, then challenge friends, family, and coworkers to do the same. 16 Vernon County businesses have been selected to receive a total of $150,000 in grant funding through the Elevate Vernon Grant Program, a new initiative designed to help local entrepreneurs start, strengthen, and grow their businesses in Vernon County. In addition to direct financial support, the Elevate Vernon program provides pathway navigation and resource connection through Vernon County Economic Development, helping business owners access free and low-cost tools, trainings, and expert guidance available through regional and statewide partners. The program is funded by a Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Small Business Development Grant and administered by the Vernon County Community Development Department. Grant recipients represent a wide range of industries and communities across the county, from downtown revitalization projects to value-added farm upgrades and building and manufacturing. Each grant is designed to help recipients invest in critical business needs, such as equipment, building improvements, marketing, or startup costs. As the temperatures have begun to drop, it is important to remember to set our clocks back 1 hour this weekend. Daylight saving time will come to an end at 2 o'clock Sunday morning as we return to standard time. With the end of daylight saving time, sunrise will be at 6:38 with sunset at 4:52. There are mixed feelings when it comes to the time change, but regardless of your stance, it's something we all have to work through. Christy Harris is with Amplify Health by Gunderson.
We hear a lot of times people say, like, oh, we're gaining an hour of sleep, which in theory, we probably should be, but it really has a direct impact on our overall body, so it messes with our circadian rhythm. We don't have as much daylight time, which when it gets darker earlier, we start to notice those not-so-pleasant feelings where we're more tired, we're more fatigued, we can start to experience depressive symptoms. So there's a lot of unpleasantries that definitely can interfere with our sleep.
The best practice for many is to turn clocks back Saturday night before going to bed. However, there are other things you can do to prepare both physically and mentally.
The more that we can try to slowly, gradually try to get to what the new sleeping pattern will be like, it helps that circadian rhythm and it helps us to be able to not have as much sleep disturbances. Obviously, there is a lot of people that would say, oh, I really don't like it. Some people might say, yeah, we need to have it. So I think right now we just need to realize it is what it is, right? So we know that it's going to happen. We know that we can take some proactive measures to help us to get prepared for those daylight savings times. So some of that could be slowly changing that sleeping pattern so that in the fall you're going to bed a little bit to adjust for that time frame so that your body isn't having as much sleep disruptance. And I would say do the same thing in the spring as well, because both of them definitely have a direct impact on our overall health.
It is also a good time to replace your batteries and your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend is also a great time to check for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention in particular to the expiration dates on batteries, first aid supplies, and food. Again, don't forget to set your clocks back Sunday morning as daylight saving time officially ends at 2 a.m. It's 54 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at wirtzplumbingandheating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gloria Jean Bigley, 68, of Cazenovia, died Thursday unexpectedly at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 3 until 7. Burial will be held in the Woodstock Cemetery tomorrow at 10. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 4 at Bunker Hill Saloon. Gloria Bigley is survived by her husband of 50 years, Reginald, two daughters, Dawn and Pete Kiddo of Baraboo and Holly Bigley of Cazenovia, two grandchildren, a brother, Terry and Barb Pliner of Gotham, nieces and nephew. Gloria Jean Bigley, 68, of Cazenovia. Marlene Elizabeth Hess, 85, of Plain, died Monday at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A Christian service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial to follow in St. Luke's Catholic Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Marlene Hess is survived by four children, Kurt and Aline Hess, Carrie Rout and Neil Mack, Ron and Sean Hess, and Ann and Brent Winkers. Nine grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, two sisters, Myrna Ostrom and Donna and Tom Willenberg, a brother, Steve and Deb Wolf, sister-in-laws, Barb Wolf, Carol Knockreiner, Rita Gruber, and Jeanette Hess, brother-in-laws, Arlen Jorstad, Francis Hess, and Robert Hess, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Marlene Elizabeth Hess, 85, of Plain. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center, died October 18th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life with a light lunch will be held Friday from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. To allow friends and family to attend the celebration of life, the Richland Locker will close Friday at 2. Carl Huth is survived by his wife of 55 years, Susan, three children, Jeffrey and Deborah Ferguson, Jennifer and Kevin Carden, and Craig and Laura Huth, five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and siblings, John and Betty Huth, Mary and John Honer, and Rosie and Ron Steinmetz. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died October 16th at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 9 to noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry Staskel is survived by his brother, James and Kay Staskel, a sister, Gloria Biersma, sister-in-law, Deidre Kazda, brother-in-law, David and Kim Kazda, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River, died October 9th at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be Saturday at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne Stelt is survived by three sons, Lucas and Nicole Stelt, Jeff Stelt, and Chad and Brooke Stelt, a daughter, Tracy and Jesse Troxel, nine grandchildren, two sisters, Mary and Nancy, brothers-in-law, Howie and Audrey Stelt, and John and Suzanne Stelt, sister-in-law, Lisa and Johnny Agee, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Halloween is this Friday, which means I officially have 5 days to panic, procrastinate, and then wear something that I found at the Creative Outlet. Are you still searching for a Halloween costume for your little trick-or-treater yet? At the Creative Outlet, we have costumes with savings that are scary. Save 50% off all Halloween costumes and clothing. With these discounts, our current supply is sure to disappear fast. Our 50% off sale ends on Friday, October 31st, so stop into the Creative Outlet soon.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're tracking a major storm system in the south central U.S. centered down toward western Tennessee and Kentucky, with a broad area of rain around it, all the way from Oklahoma clear over toward North Carolina. The rain from that system will stay well off to the south and east of our area. We'll just see some gusty winds yet today on the backside of it, but things should be a bit calmer tomorrow. No big changes in temperatures coming up in the next 5 to 7 days in our region. Readings hovering around normal, even slightly above yet today and tomorrow. Cooling down a little bit for the weekend back to normal, then a bit of a bounce up again early next week, but again, not too far from average, within 5 degrees or so. No major amounts of precipitation either. There could be a weak weather system coming through by later tomorrow and Friday, possibly lingering into Saturday morning, which could provide some spotty light showers, but the amount's probably just a trace or a few hundredths of an inch. The forecast for the rest of today, generally partly sunny and a bit breezy. Temperatures above normal again, hitting about 56. Northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low at 34. Tomorrow should bring a mix of clouds and sun, high near 54 degrees, northwest wind at 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy at times Thursday night and Friday with some scattered sprinkles possible. Low temperature in the mid-30s, Friday's high about 51. As we head into Saturday, mostly cloudy and chilly, 30% chance of a couple of brief light showers. Low at 34 with a high of 48. Sunday sunny or partly cloudy, low 33, high 53. Monday partly or mostly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of a light shower. Low 36, high 56. And by Tuesday, sunny or partly cloudy, low 34 with a high near 54 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 54, our low this morning was 38. Our high so far today, 55. The record high for this state set 1 year ago today was 80 degrees. The record low for this state set in 1975 is 15. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 61. Sunset tonight will be at 5:57 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 5 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.08 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An inexpensive way of measuring moisture content of harvested forages today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There are safe ranges for the amount of moisture in forages like haylage and silage. White County, Arkansas Extension Agent Brian Haller.
And it's real important to get that moisture out. If you get it too wet, over 60%, you can have spoilage problems. You get it below that 40%, the forage won't ensile properly. So that moisture is very, very important.
You can hire someone to test the moisture content. Haller knew a farmer who had done just that, and together they tried an experiment.
I basically went to Walmart and bought a 6-quart air fryer, and we tested that forage, and it actually ended up being pretty much what the gentleman had told him was going to be. But it worked really easy, really simple. It takes about 30 minutes as far as the drying part, and worked really well.
Haller says he got a small pan to hold the sample and put a metal grate over it to prevent dry matter from touching the heating coil.
And we tell them you don't want to use your wife's air fryer, but to be honest, the one we have that I bought, I mean, I cleaned it up, and actually our family consumer science agent used it for our air fryer workshop, you know, a month or so later, and there was no problems. As long as you clean up your mess after it's over, there's really relatively no mess in the way I did it with that aluminum pan.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
China bought some soybeans. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorceed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorceed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. First, the Wisconsin Pork Association is urging producers to testify tomorrow in favor of removing state guidelines for PRRS and PEDV testing. Morgan Warwick tells Brownfield the testing guidelines within ATCP 10 added cost and red tape without helping pigs or farmers.
We have not seen improved swine health benefits, and specifically related to PRRS and PED. We've not really seen any change in the prevalence of our state, regardless of the required testing and movement restrictions associated with the rule.
Warwick says the rule has placed additional burdens on Wisconsin's pork producers, making it hard to compete with surrounding states.
The cost of the testing, compliance, ability to move livestock, quarantines, there's several details around that have really been burdensome to our farmers.
Warwick says some producers have stopped raising pork in Wisconsin because of the rules. She says producers should participate in a public hearing Thursday, either in person or virtually. Hearing information and a link to register for virtual testimony can be found online at Brownfield Ag News. A commodity market analyst says China has made its first purchase of U.S. soybeans in the current marketing year. Allendale's Greg McBride says that sale comes ahead of President Trump's meeting with China's president Thursday.
We hear that they bought three cargoes, 180,000 metric tons. It's token business. It's more of a, I would say, goodwill purchase, if you will, as we go into this meeting.
He tells Brownfield he believes it's a gesture from Chinese leadership to get the meeting started on the right foot. The shipments are scheduled for delivery later this year. Indianapolis will remain home to the National FFA Convention through 2040. Brownfield's Erin Anderson has that story.
Cheryl Zimmerman is the executive secretary for the National FFA organization.
The city of Indianapolis has the venues capable of accommodating our guests and strategies to involve the local community and partnerships. The National FFA organization and board of directors believes Indianapolis is an ideal host.
Indiana Governor Mike Braun told reporters Tuesday.
The expansion of the Indiana Convention Center and new hotels coming online are happening just in time. This growth in our capital city means the FFA's convention can also continue to grow.
The previous contract ensured the convention would continue through 2033, adding 7 years to the agreement. From Indianapolis, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
A season is full of numbers. 21 days scouting fields, 168 hours in the cab, 540 cups of coffee consumed. At Golden Harvest, we know your most important number doesn't just happen. Every result is built by putting in the work and making the right calls with a partner who knows your acres. See how it all adds up beyond the bushels at goldenharvestseeds.com/harvest.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. We've got real estate auctions from Columbus to Cassville coming up. On Thursday, November 6th, we have a fixer-upper property in Dodgeville at live auction. On Thursday, November 13th, we have a very nice farmette house with a beautiful shed outside Platteville at live auction. On Thursday, December 4th, we have a very cute house on 5 acres next to Mirror Lake State Park outside Reedsburg at live auction. On Sunday, December 14th, we have an online-only auction ending for about 57 acres of tillable land on County M outside Boscobel. On Wednesday, December 17th, we have a live, absolute court-ordered auction for 40 acres, a beautiful house, and two big sheds near Cassville. And on Thursday, December 18th, we're offering 141 acres of mostly tillable land in eastern Dane County at live real estate auction. If you're ready to bid, we have property for you. And if you want to sell, give us a call. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is slow to pick up. No bids have been renewed. Asking prices are ranging from $234 to $240 live in the south, but still haven't been fully established in the north. Significant trade volume could hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. There was a light round of dress business in the north on Tuesday. Deals range from $355 to mostly $360, $9 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. The live deals that have been reported have been marked at $228 to $230, $8 to $10 below the previous week's business. At the Phillip Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 450 to 700 pounds were $40 to $55 lower. Feeder heifers 450 to 650 pounds were $20 to $35 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good in-house, and there was also good demand from online buyers. The market was active. The entire offering came off grass and carried light to moderate flesh. Medium and large one feeder steers 550 to 598 pounds brought $407 to $450. Feeder steer 606 to 647 pounds brought $370 to $417.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 552 to 594 pounds brought $362.50 to $410. Box beef was higher at midday on solid demand for decent off. Ranks choice up 248 at 382.13. Select was $1.28 higher at 361.28. Cash hogs are sharply lower at midday with decent negotiated purchases. After the big day of business on Tuesday, this pullback isn't a big surprise. Processors are moving their needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand remains the big question right now. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down 513 with a weighted average of 83.63. The Iowa Minnesota's 431 lower with a weighted average of 84.49. And the Western Corn Belt's down 491 with a weighted average of 83.89. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 higher at $68, and pork values are higher at midday, up $1.28 at $101.30. Bellies jumped more than $7 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Planning a timber harvest isn't always simple. There are many factors to consider, and your trees are an important asset on land that deserves careful management. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make smart, informed decisions about their timber. Their professional team will work with you to develop a clear vision for your timber assets. Call Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4412 and let the experts help you plan your harvest the right way.
Cattle futures are higher, soybeans and corn are mixed, hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brown Field Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed today as they continue to get ready for Thursday's face-to-face meeting with China on trade. China reportedly bought 180,000 tons of U.S. soybeans this morning, their first purchase this marketing year. It's expected to be delivered later on this year. November beans are up 4.5 at 1082 and 3/4. January is 1 1/4 higher at 1096 and a half. December soybean meal's up $4 at 310.50. December bean oil's down 8 at 5018. Corn's mixed, watching late U.S. harvest delays and generally favorable planting and development weather in South America. Ethanol production was slightly lower than last week, and stocks were higher. December's up 2 at 434. March is 3/4 higher at 446 and 3/4. And wheat is mixed. There is still some optimism about the trade framework's reach with several Southeast Asian nations, but the rising global supply continues to be a bearish factor. December Chicago's up 1.5 at 530.5. December Kansas City's 2.25 higher at 522.25. December Minneapolis is now a penny higher at 562.75. Live and feeder cattle are up sharply on oversold signals, but contracts are below the day's highs. December live's up 492 at 231.52, and February's 580 higher at 229.90. January feeders are up 1015 at 335.02. And hogs have just gone back to mixed. Cash business is mostly lower. Pork is up at midday, but the wholesale trade has been inconsistent recently. December's now up 2 at 80.85. February's down a dime at 82.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
You don't have time to chase the news, so we bring it to you. Brownfield Ag News covers the issues that matter to your operation, markets, weather, policy, and more every day, all year long. With a dozen farm broadcasters, the Brownfield team delivers trusted ag content across radio, digital, and social platforms. Brownfield Ag News for America. Stay tuned right here and stay up to date at brownfieldagnews.com.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Hello, this is Chase Heston, 210 Auction Realty, with sale results and upcoming events. Reminder, we will have a hay sale next Wednesday at 12 noon, and every Wednesday thereafter. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tractors, manure spreader, tools, mowers, cars, trucks, machinery, and much more. Online only auction ending October 29th at 6 p.m. Soft close. We have a live and online auction November 15th. It would be Bob Anke Estate with some of the nicest and cleanest machinery lineup that we have ever gotten the privilege to sell. For more info, go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
The benefits of good fats in dairy. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There continues to be a push to get whole milk back in schools. Audrey Donahoe with Dairy Management Inc. says there's scientific evidence that supports the move.
We have 80 research projects on whole milk, and it focuses on whole milk and the dairy foods research that we do that shows you that what's in milk is good for you, the fats that are in it.
She says a lot has changed over the years.
When we were growing up, everybody said fat is bad for you, it's bad for you. And now that we can take all of this research information we have, we can leverage that information and show that, like, everybody's going to have access to any kind of results that we have from any of this research and testing. And show them that, you know, this is where fat is not bad for you, it's good for you, and here's the research that shows you that. And that's definitely a win-win for farmers as well.
Each serving of whole milk provides 8 grams of complete protein that contain all 9 essential amino acids for muscle building and other critical functions. Milk is also an excellent source of vitamins A and D, along with riboflavin, B12, and phosphorus. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Jeff Rank from Rank Seed joins us. The corn harvest is well underway. What are you seeing so far?
Southern rust is the big story. And so this blew in. It blew in with the storms we had in July and August. And then the weather conditions were right. And we had a southern rust infestation like we've never seen. Despite some problems, a lot of people are going to harvest a lot of corn. If the crop wasn't affected, maybe yield-wise or test weight-wise, if it held on through the middle of September, the other big question will be standability. You've got one of the largest crops we've ever had is hanging in the field on a stalk that's probably been dead now at least 2-3 weeks. You're going to find out what the limits are of the stalk quality of the hybrid you bought. And they aren't that good, especially with the amount of corn that's hanging on that stalk. Get the stuff that's at the biggest risk first. Stuff that's at risk will fold up pretty fast. It doesn't take a lot of pressure when you're walking around in a cornfield to find out how good your stalk quality is.
Thanks, Jeff. Plan now for planting in 2026. Contact your Rank Seed representative or go to rankseed.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown dragging into a fifth week, and it could impact millions who rely on federal food assistance like SNAP. Funding runs out in just a matter of days. More than 24 Democratic-led states are now suing the Trump administration after the USDA says it cannot use emergency funds to cover SNAP in this shutdown. The Federal Reserve Board expected to cut interest rates for the second time. It could bring some relief to Americans. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
One interest rate cut now won't make a big change, but over the course of months, it could really start to impact consumers. So what we could see is borrowing costs will go down a little bit for consumers and also for businesses. So you're looking at things like mortgage rates, which, by the way, are now at their lowest level in about a year.
The Fed board releases its decision in the next hour. Jamaica officials say they have no reports of deaths after Hurricane Melissa hit the West Coast yesterday, but there is widespread devastation on the island. Melissa slammed Cuba overnight and is raking the Bahamas today. This is ABC News. A roller coaster incident at an amusement park in Orlando, Florida is now taking a legal turn.